When they tried to stay more than a few days, there was a terrible battle, with claw-like hands and feet, and whole families were killed. The others fled back to their mountain slopes, and died in the next blizzard. But the people in the forest were greatly frightened. All the time the days grew shorter, and the nights grew colder than they ought to have been. Finally, in a gap between two high hills, there appeared a tiny speck of greenish ice. Rapidly it increased in size. A gigantic glacier came sliding downhill. Huge stones were being pushed into the valley. With the noise of a dozen thunderstorms, torrents of ice and mud and blocks of granite suddenly tumbled among the people of the forest and killed them while they slept. Century-old trees were crushed into kindling wood. And then it began to snow. It snowed for months and months. All the plants died, and the animals fled in search of the southern sun. Man hoisted his young upon his back and followed them, but he could not travel as fast as the wilder creatures, and he was forced to choose between quick thinking or quick dying. He seems to have preferred the former, for he has managed to survive the terrible glacial periods which upon four different occasions threatened to kill every human being on the face of the earth. In the first place it was necessary that man clothe himself, lest he freeze to death. He learned how to dig holes and cover them with branches and leaves, and in these traps he caught bears and hyenas, which he then killed with heavy stones, and whose skins he used as coats for himself and his family.